In 2009, for instance, CDC Director Julie Gerberding left the organization for a job as president of the $5 billion vaccine division of Merck. Poul Thorsen is another pro-vaccine doctor whose legitimacy has been called into question. Thorsen co-authored some of the most frequently cited CDC studies denying the link between thimerosal-containing vaccines and autism. Much of the data cited in these studies remains unavailable to the public, yet, despite the lack of transparency, Thorsen's research has been hailed by the corporate mass media, public health establishment, and Big Pharm as proof that there is no connection between vaccines and autism. In 2014, Thorsen was indicted for fraud and stealing grant money while working for the CDC. The CDC had awarded him grant money for research in Denmark involving infant disabilities, autism, genetic disorders, and fetal alcohol syndrome. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General, Thorsen reportedly diverted more than $1 million of the CDC grant money to his own personal bank account and submitted fraudulent invoices on CDC letterhead to medical facilities assisting in the research for reimbursement of work allegedly covered by the grants. In order to find out who is in the right in the vaccine debate, one need only follow the money. Mass inoculations bring more than $25 billion in revenues to the giant pharmaceutical firms and their hirelings, while physicians and researchers who question mass vaccinations make nothing. In fact, many of them risk loss of income and ostracism from the conventional medical establishment. Meanwhile, those who trumpet the benefits of vaccines and downplay their risks can profit enormously. And the government is also getting in on the act. In 2014, the Obama White House admitted that the CIA used a fake vaccination program in Pakistan to covertly obtain DNA samples from the population as part of the war on terror. The idea apparently was to use the DNA to locate members of the bin Laden family in Abbottabad, where Osama bin Laden was suspected of hiding. The Pakistani vaccination ruse has raised concerns that U.S.-sponsored health programs will be used to spy on and even infect people. Already, Taliban leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan have accused legitimate vaccine workers of being spies. Although White House anti-terrorism advisor Lisa Monaco pledged the agency will not seek to obtain or exploit DNA or other genetic material acquired through such programs, many wonder what's to stop the government from using fake vaccination programs in the future to spread harmful or ineffective substances. Oops, that already happened, noted Mike Adams. It happened right here in the United States, in fact, when 98 million Americans were found to have been injected with polio vaccines contaminated with cancer-causing viruses, simian virus 40. In order to make sure no one learned about this deadly vaccine snafu, the CDC quietly removed all accounts of this history from its website.